The Supreme Court says it will hear an expedited appeal of President Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship by executive order. The court did not explain its decision, and the case will likely be heard next spring. For more than 100 years, courts, you know, interpreted the Constitution to give U.S. citizenship to anyone born on American soil, regardless of the legal status of the parents. Now, that may hang in the balance. Our senior Washington correspondent, Devin Dwyer, joins me now. So this is clearly a huge deal and a lot's at stake, Devin.
A landmark case, Kira, and part of President Trump's immigration agenda, his crackdown he signed into law on the first day in office. And it's not the first time that the Supreme Court will look at this issue. You remember just about a year ago, the Supreme Court heard a case involving the president's attempt to end birthright citizenship. But at that time, the justices were squarely focused on whether individual courts around the country could block the order while the litigation continued. They ultimately said that nationwide injunctions were not okay, but judges found ways around them. That executive order remains on hold. Birthright citizenship is still the policy of the land. But now the president is back to the Supreme Court asking them to decide this issue on the merits. Even though, as you mentioned there in the intro, more than 100 years of legal precedent has established and reaffirmed that the Constitution does in fact spell out that anyone born on American soil is an American. And what the justices said this afternoon is that they are now going to take it up, decide it once and for all, likely next spring, Kira, when they schedule the case and hand a decision down before the end of June.
So does the fact that the court will take up this case indicate how it might eventually rule on the issue?
It's a great question. Sometimes it does indicate that there's interest on the part of the court to overturn lower court decisions. But most legal analysts that I've talked to, Kira, say the reason the court is getting involved here is simply because of the magnitude of the issue, the attempt by President Trump repeatedly now to push this issue to the forefront. But all of the federal courts around the country that have looked at this issue in the past, you know, 8-9 months since President Trump took office have all unanimously ruled that it is unconstitutional, it is illegal, and they've put it on hold.
You know, I think that this is incredibly disrespectful.
Next in our spotlight, honestly, a major bill.
I genuinely think that this is incredibly disrespectful.
Breaking news now this spring.
And if in any way that they go into this and they say, you know what? Nope, it makes sense for the Constitution to be interpreted for birthright citizenship to be anybody born on American soil, regardless of when they were born, regardless of whether they're illegal, regardless of their status in the United States of America, if they then interpret the Constitution, which I'm assuming that the Supreme Court is going to get it right. If let's remove the Supreme Court from this conversation real quick before we get into it. It's disrespectful to Black people in this country. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you are a liberal or a conservative. For anybody to be in favor, and this is where I stand on this whole conversation, I don't care if you're a migrant, legal or illegal. This is not a liberal versus conservative, Republican versus Democrat issue. This is not a technical legal issue. This is very clear. Trump himself even acknowledged it. And for anybody to say that they hate Trump so much that they can't see the truth, it shows me that you are not an informed person. You are not an informed voter. And this is a very, very basic, clean-cut issue. And for any judge, for any Democrat, for anybody that is standing on the wrong side of this, I think that they should absolutely positively be protested against. If Black people and white people have any issue that despite what side of the aisle that you're on, that you can't actually come together, and if there's any issue that y'all should protest, y'all protest some of the dumbest stuff that I've ever seen in my entire life. You protest Target. You protest a police shooting that will have no impact on your life in general. But one thing that we do know is Somalis, which we'll get to that in the next segment, are, according to data and statistics, and I looked it up myself, that Arabic people, according to data and statistics, and I looked it up myself, that different people that are of Asian ethnic background, and there's different Asians, Chinese, Singapore is much different than Vietnamese. If you are an American citizen in the United States of America, and you tell me that you interpret this part of the Constitution to mean that anybody that is born on American soil should have American citizenship, you are an enemy of the United States of America, in my opinion. Because if you don't even acknowledge the fact that this was not meant for you, despite the rhetoric, despite the language, that it was created for descendants of slaves, people that did not ask to be here inside of the United States of America, if we're fighting for this loophole so that people can be born here in the United States of America despite their status, you could be an illegal. You could be a person that has come over here to finesse the system. Asian people do it on a Chinese people do it on a regular basis. They come over here pregnant. They have their children here so that their children can have dual citizenship. And then they go back to their country. And now they are afforded all of the things that all of your ancestors fought for. Under no circumstances do I believe that people that just come over here in this side of this country, that part of the Constitution was to be interpreted by, and maybe the people before us got it wrong 100 years ago. But if you think that this is supposed to be for everybody, birthright citizenship should have been done a long time ago, bro. I don't care why they come over here. I don't care if they come over here for a better opportunity. I don't care. And I don't blame them for taking advantage of what we are falling short of doing and why people are continuing to fight the president, even on this issue. It was only for African descendants of slaves, American descendants of slaves. It was only for slaves because their children didn't have a choice on whether or not they wanted to be born in the United States of America. So by default, they deserved to be American citizens. That was it. That was it. Nobody is being brought over here on a transatlantic slave trade. Nobody is a part of this now. Nobody is being brought against their will inside of the United States of America. Why are we sitting here having a debate about birthright citizenship unless you are a person that is trying to finesse the system? This isn't a black versus white issue. This isn't a Democrat versus Republican issue. We shouldn't even be divided on this. So just because you don't like Trump, you willing to give over your tax dollars? They say that 88% of all Somalis over in Minneapolis and in Maine are on government assistance.
Did was he tried to eliminate the automatic birthright citizenship that all Americans.
Let's go to our CNN chief Supreme Court analyst Joan Biskupic, who is in the newsroom. What's happening, Joan?
Supreme Court just this minute, Brianna, announced it's going to take up a challenge to President Trump's order lifting birthright citizenship. You might remember on January 20th, his first day in office, he took his Sharpie pen and he said, this is a big one. And what he did was he tried to eliminate the automatic birthright citizenship that all Americans have had for more than a century. And what that does, it goes to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution that says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. That means that anyone who's born here, Brianna.
And see, that's the problem, is that we didn't add the context when they adopted this. Now they're translating it to mean whatever it is that they want it to mean.
Automatically becomes a U.S. citizen. And what Donald Trump's executive order tried to do was say anyone who was born of someone who was not here lawfully or who was here
and on Trump is the only person status,
that person's baby would not automatically be a citizen. It's a very it's probably of all the Trump actions that have been taken to date, Brianna, this one is the
most challenging, because what it does is it flies in the face of the 14th Amendment that was adopted in 1868, and it flies in the face of an 1898 Supreme Court precedent that said, even if you were born of, in that case, it happened to be a Chinese national, even if you were born of someone who is not.
It was an amendment that was established in 1868, and it was meant for slaves. It was established in 1868. The 14th Amendment was established in 1868. I can't stand this. I can't stand this. And it's always white women that are at the forefront of everything that is wrong with this country. I don't even know how y'all pedestalize white women the way that y'all pedestalize white women. If you look at everything that is wrong with this country and the people that were on the forefront of every protest for all of the wrong things in this country, it is always a liberal white woman every single time, bro. Every time, every day that we see something happening wrong, I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. Every day that we see something go wrong, a liberal white woman can't tell me nothing. Nothing, bro. Can't tell me nothing. You white apologists, y'all are, oh my God, I can't stand it. Bro, there is nobody more annoying than a white liberal apologist that are pushing an agenda that we know in our heart that is not good for us. I don't know how y'all keep on getting behind these snow bunnies the way that y'all getting behind the snow bunnies, bro. And I love white people. I love black people. I love everybody that is of good character. But boy, if you can't. Ain't nothing, nobody that is worse. Legislative issues, problems, protests. That is regularly, continuously on the wrong side of history than a liberal white woman. The problem is that we get roped up into it. Whether you want to talk about feminism, advocating for birthright citizenship right now, illegal migrants, food stamps, divorce court, family court laws, you name it, they right there behind it with their signs and their homosexuality just right on in there. They love being on the wrong side of an issue. Listen, bro, I am convinced. Let me not say that part. Every single issue, it's them. Every single time. Boy, I know that white men are fed the fuck up. I know if I'm a white man, boy, you think that black people is pissed off? Y'all should go in some of these white spaces where white men is fed up. I know that white heterosexual conservative men are like, boy, they stay on the internet talking about, man. Why? Why is this even an issue? Why is this something that we're discussing? Why are we even going back and forth? Bro, this shouldn't even be white people included in this. If you're not a legislator, white liberals need to bow out. If there is ever a conversation that we need to make, say, hey, listen, this ain't your fight. You need to step back for a second. And we don't really want your opinion. Birthright citizenship is the issue. This is. Oh, man. Dog. Aggravate me to my core. Just make my skin fucking crawl, bro. Just make my skin crawl. Every single time I see a white woman that tries to tell me what's wrong with my life, I'll be like, bitch, who the fuck are you talking to? We don't need your help at all. We don't need you as an ally. We don't need a white liberal apologist to help us protest. We don't need you in any way, shape, form at all. I'm just going to be very, very clear. I want to be very direct to you. We good on your help. We cool on whatever it is that you offering. I don't care how good the deal is. I know that you got a knife behind your back. This is you. A white liberal woman is looking like this. No. This is what's, no. Come on in for some pie. You want some pie? You want some hot pie? Get the knife ready. You want some pie? You want some pie? Now come in. I got some box for you. Look at this. Let me take my gown off. We're going to have a threesome. Want some hot pie? Been getting us in trouble since we got over here. Every dude that had never got himself caught up with a liberal white woman, even in slavery times, that nigga got castrated. They made an example of you. And he couldn't say no. What was he going to do? No, Miss Laura. I don't even like apples. Why would I want apples pie? And she got caught on purpose because she wanted her husband to see her getting the BBC. Got you in trouble and got pregnant at the same time. And even today, you're still getting finesse. Every time we get on a panel, if we start talking about who loves me some liberal white women that is super promiscuous with seven kids, they don't even get the same type of treatment that black women get when they single baby mamas. They don't even get held to the same standard. All of a sudden, y'all have so much compassion for that slut, for Miss Sarah. I've got compassion for Miss Sarah. But she's apologized for her ways. And she decides that she wants to come on over to the conservative side. So now we's going to have to adopt her, Anton. We's going to have to adopt her, Anton. So wait a minute. I thought that we held all women to the same standard. I thought that we held all women. What do you mean? What do you mean? She got a tramp stamp right on the back. Why should we allow for her to be able to do some of the same things that we're not allowing for them to do? But Einstein, I's got me one. And you think that you bring your little pink toe over here and we supposed to just allow for you to just do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's not how this works. We don't need no more help from white liberal women. No more help. I know y'all think that y'all gonna get invited to the barbecue. I know we got more white women than ever before that's popping up on Instagram spitting bars. And y'all just be falling in love. Oh my God, look at her. I mean, I didn't know that she was as good at her lyrics. So now she's spitting bars. And they sitting right there. Look at this. Hold on, let me show you something. Two white liberal women having a conversation about birthright citizenship and going against their white man, Trump, and ensuring that birthright citizenship needs to be abolished because it was created for black people and African descendants, American descendants of slaves. So now, because they're liberal, white black people are at a crossroads because, hey, Joy Reid is on the side of it. Don Lemon with his sassy ass is on the same side of it. Maybe y'all can align with Don Lemon. There's nothing better to align than with a alternative lifestyle black man. Boy, that is right under a liberal apologist white woman. Right there. Liberal white apologist. Liberal alternative lifestyle living black man lockstep with each other. There's going to be no bigger fans of each other than an alternative lifestyle black man and a liberal white woman right there. They lockstep with each other, just burning the whole fucking country down, torching it as they go, torching it as they go. Sassy black man, masculine white woman, lockstep, made in heaven. Let's go ahead and just burn this whole country down. That's what we've come to. That is what we've come to. And they, so now I'm supposed to be quiet and whisper because you think it's best for the country and you know better. You know better. They actually hate America. They hate America. Real talk. They hate America. And here's the real caveat. Black men can't wait to get them a pink toe. That is liberal specifically. They don't want a conservative one. Black men don't want conservative white women. They want them hoes. They want them a conservative white, a liberal white woman. And black women love a gay best friend. They'll argue with me on panels all night long. No, we don't like it. I can't believe they in our bathrooms, all of this other type of stuff. Call your best friend. Who? Eric? Not Eric D. Eric, that ain't for you. Eric? Call their best friend. He talking with all these S's and lisps. Hey. Like, the fuck we got going on here? What we got going on here? What kind of in the devil worshiping is this mess that we see out here in these streets? Now, don't get me wrong. We like pink toes too. All right. Nothing wrong with a good pink toe. All I'm saying is that if you are a liberal pink toe, then that's a problem because you just going to be right there just tearing this whole country out the frame. Tearing the whole country out the frame. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel. I'm sorry.